learning a lot lately here. 99.5 QIK. So we talked a little while ago about crashing holiday Christmas parties.
Yes.
You know, wedding crashes, you hear about that all the time. I've actually done that before. But holiday Christmas parties, I've never done that. That's like a thing. Now the holidays is emerging as one of the top times to get a divorce.
Interesting. I wouldn't have guessed that.
No, I guess maybe. But then I thought about, okay, it's sort of like a New Year's resolution. You just want to start the new year fresh.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, you just got to get things done in December. You come out in January, you're a whole new you. Well, this topic went around on Twitter, and it started trending, got really big. And it was like, what would be the soundtrack of your divorce party? Most popular divorce songs. Here were the top three songs that the Twitterverse said. Here's Taylor Swift. That's like when you're completely sure it's final.
I think so.
You know,
yeah.
It's like it's never, ever getting back together.
That's right.
So that was one of the songs that everybody on Twitter agreed was probably a solid soundtrack for your divorce party. Here was another one. I think this, gosh, if I had to do it, I think this would probably be mine.
This is it. All right.
Fleetwood Mac, but I like that because it's not bitter. It's just like, just go your own way, right? Like,
I'll
just
go mine, you
yeah,
go yours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just, yeah.
It's not we are never, ever, ever, ever,
right,
ever
right.
getting back together.
Yeah, Taylor's deal is just kind of, I don't know. It's just, and then this one, boy, this is rough. But hey, sometimes divorces have to, this is just the way it has to go.
All right.
This was the top one on Twitter, the soundtrack for your divorce party. Another one bites the dust. Thing about this, though, it's another one. So it's like, couldn't be your first divorce.
Right.
This should be your second.
At least
second, you know. So if you're like multiple, if you're into multiple divorces, this is your jam.
Yeah.
Play this in the courtroom? You can't do that. It's when you're when you're walking out. It's like when you're walking out of the courtroom and there it is. Like
another one bites the dust.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So the soundtrack to your divorce parties, this has been trending on Twitter. Janine, welcome, Janine.
Well, I called it a gift of happiness when I finished my divorce off. I even told the judge that. And I kid you not, I walked out of the Clearwater Courthouse, got in my car, smiling all the way, and the song Here I Go Again on My Own by Whitesnake was playing on my radio.
That is a good one.
Meant to, boy, the divorce gods were smiling on you, Janine.
Oh, yes, they were. Yes, they were.
So it's Here I Go Again, and I know it wasn't planned, but was that your first divorce?
Yes. Okay. My first and only forever.
Okay.
Yes.
But that song would also work if it happened again, because it's Here I Go Again on
yes.
my own.
Yes. On my own, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I always have that song to play again if I have to.
Well, I hope you don't need that, but
no.
You know, if you're going to pick a divorce song, why not pick one that you could use repeatedly if you had to?
True.
I mean, you don't want to do that, but
no.
if you had to, you know.
Here I go again on my own.
It's almost funnier if it is your second divorce or more.
It is. To this song,
to
at
this
least.
Song.
Yeah.
To Here I Go Again. Lori, what do you got?
But I just want to say that mine personally was We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and because on December 15th in 2005, my lawyer called me and said, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. You are divorced.
Oh, man.
Christmas Carol is the soundtrack to your divorce.
Yep, and actually, my current husband and I are actually having a Christmas party this year, and it fell on December 15th. Yay!
So was that truly like an awesome holiday present, the divorce?
It was a sign of relief.
I bet, man. You know how they say you never know what someone's going through?
Yeah.
The
that's
flip
true.
Side to that is you never know what somebody's celebrating. You
yep.
know what I mean? You just like, because you'd think the holiday, you know,
mm-hmm.
we all
oh,
know the
sure.
reasons behind the holidays. And she's celebrating a divorce.
I hear this just, song differently now.
Right. It's just like she's. Her lawyer calls. Best day of her life. She's got the divorce all done.
Oh, man.
I like that. You never know what anybody's celebrating. 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.